Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know why it started with that. You know what? I don't have my startup music anymore. It's just sort of disappeared. That is so weird. Okay, well, I didn't mean to start with that. So Betty Jo Tucker is already in the House Movie Attic headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I meant to start with this dedication to Moms Everywhere. But that was weird because my startup music isn't playing. I got to figure that out. Okay, I have new startup music. I don't know what to say. Okay, let's do this. Here we go. This is our special Mother's Day show. It's for you, Betty Jo, too. All right, we'll start.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me, cray to the Z. Make me, cray to the Z. No texting at the table. And put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke.
Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And I got to see what she's got on this way because I'm going to give you a plug at the beginning because I'm going to pay a piece so you can go and have coffee because I won't be breaking in. It's my momity show. It's some of the best mom comedians and we're going to laugh a little here. Okay, next week you'll have Betty Jo will have Neil Minow, AJ Hockery, and Mac Bates May 10th to discuss upcoming summer releases. All right, they're going to share it. Can't wait. That's our friend. And also, I want a quick plug. Backed by popular demand, Bob Greenberg presents the Actors Temple Comedy Benefit May 16th at 7 p.m. Oops, I put the wrong time. All right, I'm going to change that later. Michelle Ballin, Fran Capo, Jane Condon, Sandy Ellis, Mike Fine, Robin Fox, Bob Greenberg, Rhonda Hanson, Dave Koenig, Nancy Lombardo, Stephen Scott. All right, and Carmen Goldberg. Okay, so that's the actorstemple.org for more information. Get your reservations now. Thank you, everybody. Yes, my show is a big hit. What can I say? All right, let's go on to Momedy.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is a show from the past, but it's dedicated to moms everywhere.
Welcome
okay?
to we Comedy Concepts
there
with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Part of the Mamapalooza Festival 2010 and part of the world's largest Mother's Day party, the mothersdayparty.com, International Mother's Party. I'm part of it. I'm Momedy. This is Nancy Lombardo, your host today. That's right. It's May 7th and 8th. I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club presenting my unique comedy. Yes, I also have great people on. I have Pash. I have Irene Menino. And I have, on top of that, surprise guest coming. I have the wonderful, wonderful Christopher McGinnis, who is terrific on piano, and he's only 12 years old. He's a musical prodigy. Musical prodigy. You know what? Let's see if we can hear a little bit of a taste of Chris right now.
I've got a secret, and it held me with my dreams. I looked into the mirror, and it opened up to me. The answer's in your heart. Don't let that it free.
McGinnis. You can get his songs on iTunes if you want to hear more of him. Go to Christopher McGinnis, that's MCGINNIS MomMcGinnis.com, ChristopherMcGinnis.com. He's just one of the many talented people that will be featured at Momedy in the main room at the Broadway Comedy Club this week. We have such a lineup of talent. We also have Kim Johnny. She was on Gilda's Laugh Off, winner of Comedy Crisis Comedy Contest in New Brunswick. We have Pash, Like Cash. She'll be performing, and of course, the effervescent me. This is the 7th annual Mamapalooza Festival, which also takes place, by the way, not just me, I'll be emceeing, but it also takes place the week of May 20th through the 23rd all over New York City. There's conferences, and there's a great outdoor concert on May 23rd and 70th. I'll be the MC there. And this is a very good cause, and we want to thank the Broadway Comedy Club for all their generosity, and they've just been so helpful there, the staff, everybody. It's a great club. Check it out, everyone. And let's just hear a little bit of Taste of Nancy. How about that?
She's been on HBO. She's been on SNL. She wrote and performed on The Colin Quinn Show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the fabulous Nancy Lombardo!
My coffee to perform here. I was like, high energy. That was great. You guys, you're the bravest people in the world. You're like, I give you a lap dance, but I think it's been done. It's so great. The whole Brett thing. Oh, I'm so ready for Brett. Yay! I'm like, you know what? I don't think it's my girls. I don't think it's my breasts. I think that this is the continental shelf. Because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of a day. Yay! And I don't think of these as breasts. I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Like, right, you're in a grocery store. Excuse me, sir. Can you get me that? Excuse me, sir. Can you? Time to break out the big guns. Excuse me, sir. Can you get me that? Oh, thank you. Tiny thing you got going on there. That's very nice, too. That's great. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. Me. I'm an old woman. Every time someone asks me anything, I give a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. Oh, I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French because I'm crazy. You're going to be so impressed with it. I'm getting nothing. Yeah. We French have a sense of humor. We have to. We're French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw in a light bulb? Who needs life? Telling a joke again. Never wanted to. God help it. I can't. I'm crazy. I'm Puerto Rican Italian. Was anything growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City? Never knowing when at any given moment I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jerk. My mother was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. Half the time growing up, I had no idea what she was saying. She just turned to me and started screaming, listen, mira, don't let that bed all right. I don't understand what it's cut out. There's someone to say, so don't. She's a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's Caucasian. Cliche, she used to give me her glitches. And she used to go, nothing listen until this glitchy is going to save your life. Mia, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every cloud has a silver lining. It was kind of tough, but it's fun. You know, you gotta go. This Heidi outfit is just getting me over here. I'm just so feeling the hot chocolate right now. It's just, you know, you see, if you can turn the mirror. here or whatever. But it's fun. It's fun. Don't you like New York too? Yeah. It's great, right? Y'all from New York? What's that? No, it's good. I love it here.
It's like
hysterical. I have a son. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer all his little boy questions. So the other day, he goes to me, Mom, where do babies come from? So look at his innocent eyes. And I want to be absolutely honest. I go, honey, babies come from absolute vodka. And so with that in mind, I thought I had to be a better mom. So I went and I did a little research. And I found this little-known Irish reproduction ballad that really explains it all, so pay attention, Heidi. Okay, go ahead. There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the Isle of Scrotum. So like a million other lads swam around in boredom, a-searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hand. Great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special laddie swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She had only one X, an X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus. The river rose, and he could tell that she was in the womb. A girly did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many hats surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin. That is how we all begin, that is how we begin. When I was a little girl and lived in New York City, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villainess in the film was because she was that skinny little woman all dressed in black. Her hair, always in a bun. She'd always be standing at the top of a long, winding staircase, in her hand, a mysterious box. At the bottom of the staircase would always be a beautiful young woman who'd say something like, "Oh, that the estami es pulso." And at the top of the stairs would go, "Tu es pulso, está aquí." She'd open the box, inside of it a man's head. "Ayúdame, ayúdame." The head would follow the box, bounce it, and it'd land on the woman's feet. She'd go, "Ah!" At the top of the stairs would go, "Ha, ha, 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 ha." And that was every film I saw over and over again. Are you guys dating? It's hard dating. You know, my friend Cynthia, if you don't know what it's like, there's only two kinds of men you can meet. Those that come into your life, break your heart, walk all over you, and those not willing to make that commitment. She got so crazy, went on one of these things called speed dating. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
It's where you go to a bar to meet a whole bunch of men in a short amount of time. In the 90s, we called that co-core. Yeah, it's too much of that joke.
Oh.
No, it's true. It's hard. It's crazy. You know why Miss Undrugs flies this? Wasn't she great on drugs?
Oh, yeah.
She was the happiest I ever knew her to be. You know, she's like... And then she went into rehab, and it was just like... So I really missed that about her, and it's a good thing. All right. I'm gonna leave you, with one thing. Mental illness doesn't run in my family, but it does hop, skip, and jump a lot. Thank you very much, you all.
The stage, they are a sensational sketch group, and they have headlined just about every
touch of comedy. Yes, I agree with you, Betty Jo Tucker. That's like on speed, but it's fun. That was me. I'll slow down now. That was a night of drinking too much coffee. Yes, Momedy is happening all over now. It's going to be all over New York City at the Broadway Comedy Club, and if you're in the New York area, that is at 318 East 53rd Street. You can make a reservation. It's $15 and a two-drink minimum. a very fun show filled with funny ladies and funny comedians. It's part of the International Mamapalooza Festival. Mamadi is part of the International Festival. If you want to find more about Mamapalooza, go to www.mamapalooza.com. And it's events happening all over the United States. But I'll be emceeing on the 23rd at the Riverside Park South. And you'll see me there. Free bands, free music, everything going on. Yes, Mompalooza is a creativity and lifestyle conference, and it'll be held May 20th through the 23rd. And just check it out, www.mompalooza.com. We're also part of the largest Mother's Day party ever, international. Go to www.mothersdayparty.com. Speaking of people who are just hilarious, Miss Jane Condon. Jane Condon has her own show. It's called Janie Condon Raw and Unchained. It's at the Mint. You can go to www.janecondon.com for more information. It's on Mother's Day, so that might be a good Mother's Day to go. First, come see my shows, either Friday or Saturday, at the Broadway Comedy Club. That's on 53rd Street. And why don't we just hear a taste of Janie Condon's Raw and Unchained. Janie Condon, Raw and Unchained at the Mint Theater. Sorry, I'm stumbling over my coffee break. Is it coming on? I'm seeing here. Where are you, Janie? Let's do it again. Switchboard problems.
Married for a long time. So let me say this about same-sex marriage, honestly. What's the problem? My husband and I have had the same sex for 30 years. I live out in Greenwich, Connecticut, but I'm still a nice person. Well, no, Jake, you'll just go get me downtown. But I'm originally from a real blue-collar town in Massachusetts called Brockton. Now, this is a tough town, very tough. We shoot people in Brockton. It's our way of saying hello. Yeah. My Irish grandmother had a crocheted pillow that said, "Don't make me hurt you." Yeah. And my dad was an FBI agent. I went to work with him occasionally. I would memorize the 10 most wanted. I'd go back out to Brockton and look for them. We had a Holiday Inn with a big sign, "Have your next affair here." Greenwich. This is a Cinderella story, because going away where I come from, going away means jail. Going away in Greenwich means rehab. I have two boys. Otherwise, everything's fine. They're killing me. They're in their 20s, and nobody listens. I ask them simple questions. I say, "Guys, where are you going?" "Well, what are you doing?" Hey, why are you going to be back?" They say, "Bye, Mom, okay, whatever." They told me off. So I'm thinking, okay, clearly I've got to change my delivery. So now I'm there, "Will you go away? When you going to be, when you going to be, when you going to be back, ba 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 back, ba 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 ba." "We will tell you whatever you want to know. Do that again." Like, it's my fault. They did this to me. They like the rap music. I'm like, "Guys, we live in Greenwich, Connecticut. How ghetto do you when your J. Crew shirts get?" I hate this music. I can't get it out of my head. Boom, boom, pow. Boom, boom, pow. Give you to the phone. I see you need a phone. Give you to the phone. See you when I get home. You, in my head, right round, right round. When you go down, when you go down, down. Lovely, yeah. But I love my son's first high school girlfriend. What a doll. She comes over. She fills the house with estrogen. All of a sudden, everybody's nice to me. They say please and thank you. Everybody wears underpants. And then one day, she dumped my son. My son, so I called her up.
Yeah.
And I'm there, "Look, each other? My older boy graduated from college where he majored in religion.
True.
Now, so the job offers are just boring. That's bringing out to want to be an actor, great. Like, religion wasn't enough. Too much going on for these folks. Just too much. We got Iran, North Korea, and my mother-in-law. I want to help the environment. I want to save the planet. So I have a plan. I have decided that once a month, in order to reduce my carbon footprint, I'm going to stay in bed all day. That's my goal. Yeah. You know what? I think we all need a bit of a boost right now. I think what the country really needs is like a good old-fashioned sex scandal. Do you remember that guy, Jim McGreevy, the former governor of New Jersey? Right? He was having threesomes. I would have trouble having a twosome. If I'm having a threesome, it's because Sister Epidette is in my head going, don't do it. Don't do it. And David Patterson, the current governor of New York, he had extramarital affairs. He has limited vision. I have all my vision. Nothing happens to me. After makeup sex with his wife, he took her to a Days Inn. Days Inn. Honey, you may not be able to see, but she can. Last but not least, Elliot Spitzer. You know he's on his comeback tour, right? He was on the Today Show with Matt Lauer talking about the economy. I'm looking at him, all I can make is $4,000 for an evening with a call girl. $4,000. I'm going to tell you the truth here. There is nothing I could do for my husband at the end of which he would say, now that's worth $4,000. Thank you very much.
That was Jane Condon, one of my favorite Momity Moms from past shows. You can email her you can go see more information at www.janecondon.com. She has this fantastic show. I highly recommend it. She was on Last Comic Standing. It's called Janie Condon, Raw and Unchained. It's at the Mint Theater, the 9th, 16th, 23rd at 7 p.m. Check her out. That's 31 West 43rd Street. Janie Condon, Raw and Unchained. Or just Google her comedy. The woman's so, so funny. Oh, yes. Well, I got a short show today, so let's have a little song. Let me see if anything's here. Sometimes I do it and it doesn't come up. Oh, no. Let's see. What do I have? 7 minutes? Ooh, all right. 7 minutes. Let's see. How about a little tribute to moms, a little song I wrote, and also let's hear it for moms everywhere. It's Mother's Day. Don't forget your mothers. Get her presents. My website for Momity is www.momity.com, www.momity.com. Also, you can Google me and find more information about me there, about my show that's on tonight. And the Mother's Day Festival, www.mamapalooza.com. Check out the Broadway Comedy Club, great club for party and private events. Check them out. But here's a song I'm dedicating to mothers everywhere. Here it comes.
I woke up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me, cray to the Z. You make me. Z. of me. I'm the boss of you. Make me.
Dance. No, don't use my song for the opener. That's ASCAP. Well, I only have 3 minutes left. Remember, Momedy, tonight, May 7th and May 8th, 6 p.m. at the Broadway Comedy Club, 318 West 53rd Street. Come. It's a great raffle, a great time. Support the arts by supporting the arts. Also, we'll have great raffles. Mamapalooza, www.mamapalooza.com. And the International Mother's Day Party, the largest Mother's Day party of its kind, Mother's Day Party. Why don't we play out on the wonderfully talented Christopher McGinnis, 12-year-old protege. I have my last 3 minutes. Let's play with him. Hear him? Christopher McGinnis, www.christophermcginnis.com. Thank you, and remember.
Some lady folks I know. We love to share our tales of our parenting woes. These conversations have got friendships built, but the bond that holds us fast may just be old-fashioned guilt. Doubt, remorse, regret, frustration, anger, and fatigue. Well, they call me on the phone, and here is what they say to me.
I got the bad grandmother blues. Got the blue. I can have these feelings and still love you, but today I'm afraid I got those bad mother blues. I take my kid clothes shopping at the local downtown mall. Will you think that I could watch them? Well, then one it just took off. My heart was full of horror and my body full of dread. The visions of abduction, they are running through my head. I found him moments later, just as happy as can be. He was only gone a moment, he took years off me.
I had the kids for 10 hours to close the business deal. I rushed right home to eat his frozen meal.
A pocket full of sisters, a pocket full of rye.
Baking apple pie. Am I around enough? Do I mother on the fly? I'll be playing with this dilemma till the day I die.
Blue. My kids are so dead cranky, throwing tantrums all day long. with the whining doesn't stop. Well, I don't think I can go on. I know it's kind of cool to have a laugh at her expense, but when she walks in the room, I say, hi, maintenance. Oh, my bad. Day. You may sit around your table and say, man, my mom was great. You remember patience, kindness, tenderness, and grace. Well, remember all the hardships that I faced.
They say grandchildren are a parent's best revenge.
And if you have kids of your own, you know the blues they may creep in. You'll get the
band of the blues.
Because, honey, you're going to poke your eye out. That's why.
Blue.
I'm gonna blame it on my mother for what she did to me, for messing with my psyche since I was only three, for having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm gonna blame it on my mother every time. I'm gonna blame it on my mother. every story that she told. Like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died 'cause he was old. Once she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me. I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. No, I'm not gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative, make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, I'm gonna blame me. Because of your family. You're nuts. Because you're nuts. Crazy. Insane. Who are you trying to kid? Embrace your inner id. Oh.
women can't find anything because they're too busy asking you where it is. It's like I have nothing better to do than to hide all their possessions. Oh, look, my husband's wallet. He'll probably be looking for this soon. He'll never find it here. My son's favorite toy. I know I can listen to him cry for it for hours. I'm evil. And they're always calling out your name, and it's always at the same time. Ma, 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 ma. Nancy, 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 Nancy. Query, 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 query. My uterus isn't a homing device. Leave me alone.
Gotta run.
Gotta hide. Here they come. Oh, no. Where'd I go?
Mother, do you remember me?
Mom, I was just going to call you. Is that a funny thing? You know that I had my hand on the phone.
You were supposed to call me last Friday.
Mother, honey, I know. I just didn't have a second, and I could cut my throat.
I sat by that phone all day Friday.
Honey, I was working.
And all day Friday night.
Darling, I was in the lab.
And all day Saturday. And all day Sunday.
Mom,
and your father finally said to me, Phyllis, eat something, you'll faint. I said, no, Harry, no. I don't want my mouth to be full when my son calls me.
Mom.
And you never called.
Mother, I was sending up a rocket. I didn't have a second.
Well, it's always something, isn't it?
All right, honey, look.
Please. You know, Arthur, no, I'm sure that all the other scientists there have mothers. And I'm sure that they all find time after their breakfast before their count off,
down
to pick up a phone and call their mother.
Honey, listen, now you have me on the phone.
And you know how I worry.
Well, that's the point.
I read in the paper that you're still losing them.
Mother. Mother, I don't lose them.
I nearly went out of my mind.
Honey, listen, I want
I thought, what if they're taking it out of his pay?
All right. All right, mother, that's it. Mom, tell me how you are.
I'm sick.
I'm sorry to hear it. What's wrong?
Nothing. Well, you know what it is, Arthur.
Yeah.
It's the same thing it's always been.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It's
yeah.
my nerves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I went to the doctor.
Of course, yeah.
And
yeah.
he told me.
Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
said, listen, Mrs. White, you are a very nervous, very high-strung woman.
Yeah, well, God knows that's true.
And you cannot stand the slightest aggravation.
Well, no. Well, that's fine.
So I said, doctor, I know that.
Yeah,
I know,
yeah.
And you know, I do.
Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
said, yeah. but you see, doctor, yeah. I have this son. And he's very busy. And it's the truth. He is. He's busy. I said, you see, doctor, he's too busy to pick up a phone and call his mother.
Mom, honey,
Arthur,
I want you to tell me...
when no. I said that to him, that man turned pale.
Right. Mother...
He said, Mrs. White, I have been a doctor for 35 years.
Darling...
And I've never heard of a son too busy to call his mother.
I know, Mom.
That's just what he said to me, Arthur.
I know.
And that man is a doctor.
Mother... Please, would tell me, what did the doctor say they're going to do with you?
Well, I may be in the hospital for a while, so...
The hospital?
Yes.
But what are they going to do?
Well, they'll x-ray my nerves.
Mother, why don't you let me know? All you have to
darling,
do is drop me a card.
I don't want to aggravate you. Don't aggravate yourself.
You
never mind about
myself.
Me, darling. Please, listen, about you. How is your hangnail?
Mother, listen to me, please, please, just don't worry.
Arthur, what does that mean? Honey, what does that mean, don't worry?
Well, nothing, actually. I don't know. That's the first thing that came into my head.
Listen to me, Arthur, I'm a mother.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And I...
Listen, what's the use of talking, you know? You're very young. Someday, honey, you'll get married.
Mom.
And you'll have children of your own.
Mom, please.
And honey, when you do, I only pray that they make you suffer the way you're making me. That's all I pray, Arthur. That's a mother's prayer.
Okay, Mom, thanks for calling.
You're very sarcastic.
Mother, I am doing my best here. Now, you call. I tried to explain to you that I was busy. You will not listen.
Don't hit me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I bothered you when you were so busy. Believe me, I won't be around to bother you much longer. And listen, I hope I didn't make you feel bad.
Are you kidding? I feel awful.
Oh, honey, if I could believe that, I'd be the happiest mother in the world.
Well, Mother, what do you think? I feel rotten.
Oh, then, Arthur, honey, why don't you call me? Honey, you know, I know that I nag you. You got a nagging mother. What are you going to do? I'm kidding. But, honey... you know, you're my baby. And listen, you're the only baby I've got. And I'll tell you something, when you get to be 100 years old, you're still going to be my baby, you know? And when you don't call me, honey, I can't help it. I worry. And is that so hard to just pick up a phone and call your mommy? Is it? Oh, please, baby. Please.
Yeah, well, I will, I promise.
Oh, honey, if you do, you make your mommy so happy.
Well, if my mommy's happy, then I'm happy.
Oh, thank you, baby. And mommy wants to wish you lots of luck with your rocket.
Thank you, mommy.
Hey, for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining. R is right and right she'll always be. Put them all together, they spell mother, a word that means the world to me. M is for the mercy she possesses. Oh, me, that I owe her all I own. T is for her tender, sweet caress. H is for her hands that made a home. E means everything she's done to help me. R is real and regular.
Happy Mother's Day. My CDs are available on CD Baby. Check it out. It's Momity time. Get your mom some wine. You're the reason she drinks. Okay, goodbye.